Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back as hour two rolls on here on The Daily Tip. Jenks, I was just laughing to myself because I feel like I need to make that meme that features Bernie Sanders that says, I am once again asking for you guys to pay attention to baseball because we have all kinds of drama right now. Because I get it. It's football season. A lot of people are like, baseball. But listen, it feels like we are among one of the most exciting stretches in baseball we've had in a long time.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start. I cannot wait to hear what Buster has to say, whether it's the Tigers' collapse or Cal Raleigh's chase, getting to last night, getting to 60. You know, are the Astros going to find a way in? The Reds need to avoid being swept by the Pirates today. Didn't see that coming. There's all sorts of great, and most of those are team storylines, not to mention the individual storylines, like Paul Skeens was great last night. Like, I'm just kind of going off here, but it's been an awesome year in baseball, and in particular, the last 2 weeks have been fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. So who better to campaign for your attention in baseball than Buster Olney, who joins us now. He is the MLB insider and senior writer for ESPN. So Buster, sell the people on baseball right now.
Well, I think the big sales point, and good morning, guys, is the fact we have no idea what's going to happen. It is absolutely so wide open in a way that I've never seen in my, 35-plus years covering baseball, where it feels like that all of these teams are so flawed in different ways, and they have so many issues that everyone needs to basically MacGyver their way to an opportunity to win the World Series. I mean, you think about the Dodgers last night, defending champions, massive payroll, all kinds of resources, and who are they rolling out of the bullpen? Roki Sasaki, who hasn't been to the big leagues in 4 months, 5 months, and Clayton Kershaw at the end of his career, and they're sort of auditioning guys for that role. Last night, the New York Mets, $340 million payroll. You know, they had Jonah Tong, who's 3 weeks in the big league, starting the game, and they follow him with Sean Manaea and Clay Holmes. We did that game on television last night. I'm on my way to O'Hare right now. It was insane to think about, all of the decisions that all these managers have to make to try to, revitalize the team, find solutions. I mean, it is amazing how wide open it is.
Buster, one thing that we've seen that I sort of mentioned at the top of the segment is the Tigers and their collapse. Yes. What in the world has happened to Detroit?
So in late June, I mean, they looked like the best team in the American League, no question. In late June, we started to see some evaporation in that pitching staff around Tarek Skubal. You know, on the day that Skubal pitched, they were the best team in baseball. But then on the other days, their bullpen was started to be a mess. And that's why at the trade deadline, it was surprising to me that they didn't do more. I think that their front office basically played to what we thought was a sturdy lead and felt like, okay, we can take the efficiency route. They went out and added Finnegan in a deal with the Washington Nationals, but they didn't go big at that time, and they're paying the price for it right now. And they are struggling. What is it now? 8 straight losses. I think it's 11 out of 12. Their last 12 they lost. They're 26-39. That's a .400 winning percentage since July 9th. But here's the crazy thing. As bad as the Tigers have been, and they're, a 15.5 game lead in the American League Central going away, there's still an excellent chance they're going to make the playoffs, because the Houston Astros would have to leapfrog them. We just had the Astros on Sunday Night Baseball. They are so beaten up with injuries. Yordan Alvarez out, sprained his ankle. Jeremy Pena, you know, with the oblique injury that he suffered the other day. Josh Hader out. They've had to overcome so much. I actually think it's a miracle they're even in the conversation at this point. And Detroit holds a tiebreaker over Houston. So, you know, Houston is one game behind Detroit. They would have to go over the top, and they're playing on the road right now. So I still think Detroit's going to get in, despite the fact they've utterly collapsed.
It's crazy. It's crazy to imagine a postseason without the Astros, too. Like, both sides of that equation are kind of crazy to me. But let me ask you a theory question. How much of these streaks is based on the manager? Like, do you place the blame or the credit at the manager's footsteps? Or do you say this is the team? Do you say it is a joint effort? Because you could do it in two ways. You could look at the Tigers and say, okay, AJ Hinch needs to get his troops together. Or you could say, like, look at the Guardians. Hottest team in baseball right now. And I know people really love Stephen Vogt. How much of the credit or blame goes to the managers when you have these teams on these big streaks?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1%. This is all about the parity in baseball, to me right now, is all about this incredible wave of pitching injuries that we've seen. As pitchers have worked to increase velocity, as they built up their bodies, we're seeing so many more injuries. And I think those have become the great equalizer, where all these staffs are breaking down all over the place. And so what do they need to rely on when that happens? Bullpens, which happen to be the most volatile part of any team in a given year. I mean, right now, normally when we get to the postseason, there are three, four, five teams with really great bullpens. There's only one great bullpen, and that's the San Diego Padres. Everybody else has problems. I mentioned the Dodgers. Their bullpen is decimated by injuries, which is why they're asking Kershaw at the end of his career, hey, can you get a few outs? You know, coming out of the bullpen, and Kershaw told him, I'll give you whatever you want. The Mets, I'm sure today, are waking up trying to formulate a pitching plan. Same thing with A.J. Hinch. It really is remarkable how much the pitching injuries, I think, have pulled all these teams together in a mess. I mean, think about the Yankees. You know, a month ago, people were calling for the firing of Aaron Boone, and are they going to make massive change? Guys, they might wind up being the number one seed in the American League.
Yeah. We're chatting with Buster Olney, the Major League Baseball insider and senior writer for ESPN. Of course, if you know baseball, you know Buster. And since you mentioned the Yankees, let me ask you, Buster. I mean, here we go and down the wire here. And Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh for MVP. Who do you got?
So, look, if you told me that you thought that Aaron Judge should be the MVP, I'd go, that's totally reasonable. You're talking about the best right-handed hitter we've ever seen. He's having this incredibly historic season in terms of, you know, his average in OPS. But having been, you know, a baseball writer for a long time, I do not think, and I don't have a vote for American League MVP, I think that the writers are going to vote for Cal Raleigh. Because I think it comes down to this. A catcher hitting 60 home runs and leading a pitching staff to a division title in Seattle, you know, a switch hitting catcher at that, and passing all these benchmarks, most home runs in a year by a catcher, most home runs ever by a switch hitter, most home runs in Mariners history, and yes, he has a chance to break whose record for American League home runs? Aaron Judge. Well, he still has a few days left, and who knows? He might, you know, might tie it. He might pass it. I just think that's a story that the writers will not be able to pry themselves away from, and I think Cal Raleigh's going to win the MVP.
It does feel like a magical season for the Mariners, and I feel like there's this feeling in the pit of my stomach that, like, you can't trust the Mariners in the postseason, but I'll say this. Looks like the Astros aren't going to make the postseason. It feels like that is their biggest nemesis. So do you trust the Mariners this year?
I trust it. I mean, the Mariners in the American League West, I agree with you. They've had so many ups and downs that you look at that team and you wonder how it's going to respond in the postseason. But I've had, you know, people basically since the trade deadline, when Jerry DePoto, their head of baseball operations, went all in an effort to try to win the World Series. They traded for Josh Naylor. They traded for Eugenio Suarez. It's one of the deepest lineups in the American League. In theory, their rotation is the best in the American League. But, of course, Brian Wu, the guy who's been effectively their ace this year, came off the mound the other night with a right pectoral tightness. We don't know exactly what his status is going to be going forward, how effective he will be. But if you told me that the Mariners were, you know, the American League team dogpiling at the end and going to the World Series, that wouldn't surprise me. I think on paper they are the best team at the moment. It just depends a lot on what can Wu give them, you know, what can Logan Gilbert give them, and whether or not their bullpen will hold up. Because when we saw them last weekend in Houston, that group was on fumes. So they will really benefit from having a few days off this weekend and maybe a bye in that first round to set themselves up for the postseason.
So many great storylines, so many great insights from Buster only today. He is MLB insider and senior writer for ESPN. Buster, we really do appreciate your time. We know it is a busy time of year. Thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate it. Enjoy it down the stretch. I mean, it is nuts.
Poof. Absolutely. Grab your popcorn, Jenks.
Yeah.
We've been watching every night in our household. I am actually glad that we bought the extra innings package.
Oh, yeah.
In baseball. Now I just have to pry my husband away from Ryder Cup stuff this weekend and maybe dialing into some of these baseball games.
I mean, it's so funny that I've always, baseball was my first love as a sport growing up. And it was so huge in the 80s. I mean, I used to watch the Baseball Bunch with Johnny Bench and collect baseball cards and played baseball. And then I kind of got away from it. And actually, this show, in a big way, has kind of brought me back to loving the game. And when you have all of these storylines, yeah, really. And so I watch it, keep up with it, and it sort of helped me sort of scratch the surface and say, oh, yeah, I remember when I used to be so passionate. And so to be passionate again. Ooh, good call, Double D. This Week in Baseball, absolute classic. And so to sort of rediscover that has been awesome. And we've got the storylines and the players to go along with it.
I think most people don't follow baseball because they don't understand baseball enough to. Because I think baseball has so many layers. And I understand it's like a slower sport. It's almost like one of those HBO shows that like takes a while to get into it. But once you understand it, it's really good. It's like some of these other sports are so fast and so easy to learn that I think it's tough for people who just don't know the intricacies. Because it is a great sport. You just got to get to know it.
Yeah.
So that is my sales pitch for baseball. I have been campaigning hard over the last two segments. Hopefully you watch. But if football is more your speed, we've got Thursday night football plays after the break here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast.
The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.